When did you come to Lakewood?
1955.
And where were you at the time?
Tervidas.
Why did you come? What prompted you to come here?
There was, I don't know if you know about this part of history, but there was one period of time that there was one Rebbe who had some younger Bochum Yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
Or it may have Mintz.
Okay, yeah.
Did you ever hear of him?
Yes.
Okay. So
I've heard, you know, people told me about the same experience in the same, basically the same era, so I'm familiar with that experience.
So, Eli Baerbach Zweigl.
Yes, right. And also Rabbi Shane.
Shalom Shechta, Simcha Berman.
Not everybody, just you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So he was here then. And what? So how did you get connected to go to him?
How I got to get to him?
Yeah.
You heard of something called Hashgacha Pratis? I'm sure you heard about it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. One of the seven Talmidim was Rav Shalom Shechta, who's Rav Minetz Yisrael today.
Yeah.
And his father had a Beis Yaakov in the Bronx for 2 years. I lived in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
And my sister went to that school, and he once called my mother and said, you know, there's a beautiful little class, something very, very special.
Uh-huh.
She's sending some there.
Uh-huh. What did your family do?
My father's a Rebbe.
Uh-huh.
So am I today, by the way.
What was the name?
Skularov.
Skularov. You probably knew, what's their name? Also from the Bronx. Also from the Rebbe. It's Epstein's brother-in-law.
Spiegel.
Right.
Honey.
So you knew them. So what time of the year was it that you came?
Cheshvan.
And you were in a yeshiva with Rabbi Mintz.
It was in yeshiva, it was in the dining room.
Uh-huh. And so what was the relationship with the Baron at that time?
Mine?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, you saw him, you heard something.
Yeah, but it wasn't much access. We were separate. We didn't, we had separate shurim, we ate separately, everything separate.
But there must have been something in the atmosphere of being in such a makom.
No. So, what do you mean? I knew the Godlader is there.
Uh-huh.
And I sucked him. I drove him at one time. I don't remember exactly when that was. But I didn't want him to go from 617 6th Street to the Forest Avenue Base Madrash. I used to drive him in the morning before davening.
Sure.
But no major.
No impressions you had at that time.
I mean, it's a piece of fire that's.
Can you get any incidents or things that you saw or experiences in that time?
It's hard to say. It'd be very hard for me to put it in which year and what time.
It doesn't have to be exactly. Then did you? So how long were you with Rav Mintz?
3 years.
And then where did you go?
Then went to Shiva.
To here. Okay. So what was that transition like?
So there was automatic. It wasn't like every book who came into the Shiva and you spoke to them and learning or something.
Yeah.
Yes, it went automatic.
Of course, you were part of the. What was that experience like being in the yeshiva itself?
Well, I could just tell you when I first came to the yeshiva, and I heard that the yeshiva came the first time, and he's in the next room, the gadol there, I was almost like, Eise Zich.
I asked a question I asked around people, how did you know he was the gadol there? Because just people said so, you saw things.
I can't say at the very beginning I saw things, but Godladder from the Godladder, what's the difference? I mean, Dafka the Godladder. I mean, okay, you'll hear from me later what the way I acted with him. So it was a different.
And so continue on with the experience. What happened then?
Okay, so Marshall, I was in Shiduchim, but this I can't. You can't just write.
I'm not writing.
And no, but even tell you something very beautiful, but it's
too personal.
It's not personal as far as I'm concerned, but it could touch other people. But I'll just tell you this part.
Yeah.
I was once involved in two shidduchim at one time, which is a very unhealthy thing to be, and even my father was a Chassidish Rebbe, but he mamish was like in a loss where we should, how to get out of this, what do you do? And he said, you know, your yeshiva is El Chayid, and go to him, whatever he says we'll do. Okay, so that's from a real Chassidish Yid, just felt... That's a rare enough when, you know, he was
normal.
Yeah, so I went to him, and he said, not this one and not this one. Gave me a bracha that I should get the right one. And was very interesting, and this part, I don't know, this part could be put in, but has put in the right way.
Okay.
He said, one of them, he said, the reason he doesn't think he should be, is because my mother wasn't happy with her looks. And she also not ready to put on a shaitel. Okay, so she was, my mother said, if at least she puts on a shaitel, you know, you fix yourself up. No. But not to put on a shaitel, not good looks, and short, and this and that, he doesn't want. So she said, and this is very interesting, and I'll explain to you why it's so interesting. Said that you should know that if your mother is not tefreden, it'll rub off on you. And a male, you shouldn't do it. And so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that once a boy was tefreden, you send bach to shidduchim. And bach came back and then he said he's not interested. She asked, why aren't you interested? He said, because she told them me. So he says, "Sederish tamala chayadam in chazar."
Yeah.
Yeah. Rabbits on his way out told him and etc. So somebody who says lost in today's times that I never heard of such a concern to touch up like that your mother will be touched. I found that and my father found that very, very, very interesting.
Okay. So then other things happened to where I...
So then what else happened? Okay, then the first time I was mishamishim.
When was that?
Well, that was after you fell out of the car.
After you fell out, what year was that?
What?
What year did you fall out of the car?
I really don't know. I'm just trying to think. I can't be masik, you should know. I mean, just talking to you, that all... I was with Rishi was 7 years, not 5 years. Uh-huh. 7 years, so you're this place. So it was 5 years, and then it didn't. And 7 years could happen. So it's 2 or 3 years after I came. Four years before it was Nifta.
Now, that when you came already, when you think 7 years, you mean together with Rabbi Mintz? Also?
Yeah, all that, too.
Yeah.
She was in Nifta in 62, and 55. Okay, and then what else is... I'm not too good at remembering all kinds of things here, but anyhow, the mice it happened that... And this mice is very beautiful. I don't know if it fits into anything right about the receiver, but I think it's a masaskal for... The receiver is a chanvach. Okay, the receiver didn't have any money. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, of course, when he used to call people, he said the Red Kotler. No Rav Kotler, no Yeshiva, no anything. Okay. That you must have heard already.
Yeah. But I don't think I have it recorded.
What?
I might have heard it, but I don't have it recorded.
Okay. That's Claude. That's how he...
Yeah.
So, well, Maisa, when he went to Israel the last time, which was on a Sunday night, he had a bandaged hand, and he was going by himself. Where's the money for a ticket to Bacha de Golo? Sunday night, I'll tell you the second part first, and then we'll go back to this. So on Monday night, I went to the Mashgiach Zichron Levracha.
Yeah.
And I told the Mashgiach that, you know, the Shiva Zichron Levracha is doing many things which in today's time she doesn't have to be doing.
I mean, what Shiva shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah. But honestly, you know, he started the Shiva with 10 Bakram, 12 Bakram. All was claimed, it was before. He was doing so many things. If he was much younger, whatever. Oh, he did, yeah. He did. And you can't come and say one day, Rosh Shiva, you know, we'll take this away from you, this way from you. You can't do that either.
Yeah.
But now he's going away for 5 weeks. It's a Gelegenheit. What things you can take away from him?
Who should take it away?
The Shiva, the Mashgiach, Rav Shneur, what's different?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter who.
Yeah.
But the idea that makes life a little lighter for him.
Right.
And the Mashgiach Zichron Levracha answer to me was, Mizuch HaBocha Zolforn Noch Ter Shiva. Zoltiyev Shigavar.
Was it for Noch?
Yeah, he left already. He left Sunday night. This is Monday night.
You mean to follow him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I gave him 10 reasons why I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was just nifter a week before my father's mm-hmm. nice to sell, my mother was alone. I got smashed.
Yeah.
And the kids, sir, whatever came out, I went.
Uh-huh.
That's
what time of the year was that?
This was in the end of Davis.
And that was, what year was that in the calendar?
It was 9 months before the Shiva's Nifta.
Uh-huh, okay. That's 61.
We'll find it.
Uh-huh. It'll be 61.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, see that.
Leaving the calendar to you.
Okay, yeah.
What I could just tell you, again, I'm not trying in any way to put things in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I was not the biggest Talmud Chacham like when that does not go in the point of today either. But why was I picked? So I want to tell you that's the story I want to tell you.
Yeah.
That because I thought of helping the Shiva, I had a source of if it was going to answer.
I mean, you didn't tell anybody, they just picked you.
The Mashgiach. Since I came to ask to help the Shiva.
It's like you didn't have Pavanga.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. I mean, I don't think normally they would have came to me to.
That's the question.
Okay. So, once I went, I got there first a week and a half later for all kinds of reasons which you don't have to go into. So it only could check the people along the way, which is not important.
Yeah.
And Lomais, I left, I told you the address you left Sunday night.
Yeah.
I first left the following Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
I got there Friday afternoon, and as I was coming to Rishiva's apartment to replace...
Did Rishiva know you're coming?
What?
Did he know that you're coming?
Yeah, of course he knows. Oh. Yeah, there was also involved here that some people wanted somebody else to go for a different reason, not to be Mishamish or Shiva, but for other reasons. And I probably Mishamish.
Yeah.
And the Shomer Keach was in there for one thing only. Okay, that was the difference. So you're very push it. It's obvious that Atayama is there, that any Chassidish Rebbe and almost anyone.
Yeah.
So a Chassid of a Rebbe will do anything he can at any time to help Tim McCarthy to make him feel good, to do whatever he.
Sure.
Yeah. But let's show he's a Rishiv and he's a fine Yid and Badawis. So I remember, Bakshim, I don't remember who it was with Khalil, and I just remember the story, and I don't remember who the Bakshim were. Two good Bakshim were fighting over each other, each one saying, you to walk to Shiva from the mismanaged dining room building.
Huh.
That couldn't happen a million years by Rebbe. It's just not Shaykh. It's not.
I mean, somebody that they didn't want to do it.
Each one was saying, you go.
Uh huh. I mean, by Chassidus, they would go automatically.
Child, they killed each other to go.
Uh-huh.
So, the mail of me being there at the 3.5 weeks I was with Shiva that he didn't have to move up. I had just been by my great uncle, the last vision to Rabbi, a couple years before that.
Yeah.
And I saw how he was treated. And if I have to go to the Lodara, then I'm taken care of. He's going to get the same treatment.
So you had good experience.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So I came Friday afternoon, and I remember the first thing was like, it could be with my imagination, but Al Kofanim, I told the Rishu that I want to go to the mikveh. So he says, like, that's what you came to Israel for.
He couldn't masik that.
What? He wasn't masik, but he only went Yom Tov. He didn't go Shabbos. That's the Messiah, so
Lomdus
and Tifa, I don't know.
It's just, I want Messiah to see too much. I don't want
it. No. Just a look, not even a word. Not even a word. So I was there 3.5 weeks, and one Shabbos came out that I went to my great uncle for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Also in Yana Shiduchim. And she was having a favorite time with me. Like, once I came, even though, like, this is what Bochum Prince Chaim was supposed to be there, etc., etc., once I was there, I was it, that's it. You know, we slept in one room, ate in one room, I mean, it was. There's no such thing as him getting up in the middle of the night that I shouldn't be alert and knowing. He had it at the time. In other words, never heft was when he got sick, the Rebbetzin asked, where is Shlomo Rokeach? I just got married then, so.
Okay. You're still in Israel.
What do you mean?
What you're telling me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So Lamai said his shurim Israel, I'm sure people told you about.
No.
Nobody spoke to you.
No. I don't have anybody like that.
So they used to have, at that time, I remember you going back a long time.
Yeah.
He gave his shiur in Etz Chaim.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it after, it was the end of the afternoon, say that he shouldn't disturb yeshivas in Kailun.
Mm-hmm.
So the yeshiva was given at 5:10.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have 600-700 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And in Lakewood, he never let people ask questions in the middle. And that's real. I don't know if he wants to let it, didn't want to let, but the Bochum didn't
exactly
care. And it was really a sight.
Yeah.
So now, looking back, you realize that Rishi was in his last year.
Yeah.
And most likely the cancer that he had was already working inside.
Yeah.
You saw him when he came 5:10 after a whole day's work.
Yeah.
He saw Mamish like walking up each step. It was Mamish like, will he make it to the top? Like, next time. He finished the shiur, he fell into the chair. Like, Mamish fell in. It's Mamish something unbelievable.
And this is different than his whole mahalach when he was here.
What?
What you saw at that time was different than his normal mahalach when he was here.
Yeah, in America, he said his shiur. First, he said his shiur for a much smaller island.
I'm talking about the strength problem, the Mishrachkeit.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember. Okay, I'm not saying yes or no, but there, it was Mamish, how you said, at the end of the shiur, Mamish fell into the chair. What I noticed then was, for to me, very interesting, and a lot of people want to hear some questions on the shiur, and some people want to make appointments with him, etc., 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 until he walked out of Etz Chaim.
Yeah.
So the man said that he lived a block and a half away in Rabbi Zalman's house.
Uh-huh.
And,
That's right in the middle of the town, right?
Yeah, right. Behind Rehov Yafo, Etz Chaim is in Yafo.
Yeah.
And it never failed that he shouldn't say, he's talking to a few people, he shouldn't look back if I'm not in the car.
Uh-huh.
I was murdered and spoiled from that. Yeah. Mamish, you know what I mean? Like, big deal, I'm going to walk off a block and a half. What's going to happen? I mean, you know, like for the Bacha who was with him, he was Mamish Ibi Geb unbelievably. Could also go backwards a little bit to the first time I was mishamishing with Sarab Tavis.
Which year?
In Barba. Don't ask me questions. And it seems that he wanted to wait for Ruben Hamsman.
Yeah.
And he didn't think it was important for me to do that.
He put on himself another somebody else.
Right. I guess, again, he never said anything, so I can't tell you for clear, but, so, Lamaise, he told me to go eat, and I didn't know then, I was a young buck, I didn't know the exams happened to go do. I mean, who used to go do it, she was go do, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to without him, and then finally goes and fills up the pitcher.
Yeah.
As if he's going to wash.
Yeah.
And he says, no, yes, go to the bathroom. I should wash. Okay. Yeah, I also had then trained just Halach Reish Tetzvav.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, can I drink some juice before tonnage, before I wash, because dry bread.
Right.
So he said, it's broken Santa Tzirka. Since you're going to wash right now, since you're going to eat right now, the regular shackle is not.
You should make a shackle before.
No. Right.
But you could drink without a bracha, you mean?
No. Oh. Wash and drink.
Uh-huh. It would be out if you did. Also, I think you remember since if you did.
Sorry?
I'm trying to figure out what was the situation. Okay, so that's like a hug. He said, you should, even though you were thirsty, he said, better wait till you wash.
Right. Kilmais in races of its clear halacha and kufnun kubizim fshilchum achoikis on it. That's how he said, okay. Okay. Coming back to Israel, I'm sure that people told you about when he came back after the car accident.
I don't recall. Maybe they did, but I don't recall.
What?
I don't recall.
Okay, for that you should really get, if you can get him to speak to you, is Rabbi Rui Mandelbaum from Philly.
I didn't even know about him.
What?
I never heard his name.
Never heard his name. Okay, he's a Rabbi, or is he his principal in Philly. And he drove the car.
Uri
Mandelbaum.
Uri Mandelbaum. He's in Philly now?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay.
He drove the car, and then we didn't have cellular phones, obviously.
Yeah.
And we had an so you never heard about the trip coming from?
I heard bits and pieces, but not. But each person is might be a little bit different than the other.
Okay. So if you want, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
If I finish this, I'll go back.
Yeah.
If you want.
Mm-hmm. I want everything.
Anyhow, one of the interesting people, and I don't remember how many people the receivers of Kadosh Baruch Hu introduced me to, Mavish Shah.
Yes, so.
Yeah, not many, but Chas Lebransky, he was a piece of fire. You know how much you know about him.
I was there almost the same time, but.
Okay, he was a very powerful fire. It was very hard to keep him sitting in a meeting. He was very outspoken. And the job was like to keep him down. And she introduced me.
Yeah.
This is Shlaim Rakeach.
Yeah.
A builds a vision sanical. I never knew he knows that. A minor Talmud. He answered him, the Iki Chisba Mirsara Talmud. I was a good Rokeach. Like that was on the spot.
What?
That was on the spot, like boom.
Yeah.
Okay, and then. Okay, so what else can I tell you? So she went to the Shmuzn and. The idea that I say learning what she was learning, you don't need me, and There's nothing that I get in it, okay? Nothing. Yeah. But Mashiach's nephew, Zechariah Yisrael, that was something to see.
You saw it firsthand.
He was working from 7 in the morning till 12 at night.
What was the issue that he was there?
Full speed. Okay, again, I don't remember exactly, but there was a swimming pool in Tveria.
Yeah.
There was Knechat Smoy, there was Taj Bahar, there was the Indians. Oh, that's like an interesting story.
Indians.
There was a something called Beis Yisrael.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I think the Swadesh Rav at that time, from his name, he was against them.
Whatever, I don't know what happened. Anyhow, so Rishiva Zuchan Rocha went to visit Shabina Rav.
Yeah.
This was, we left Monday morning, if I'm not mistaken. This must have been Sunday afternoon. And we came to Shabina Rav, Rishiva Zuchan Rocha said that this Indian problem is a real serious problem. And just to let it fly and simmer is no good.
I mean, it has to do with the Gairus and things like that.
What?
It has to do with Gairus.
Yeah. So, therefore, I think that the two of us will sign. Nobody else has a right to mix in this. And whatever will come up, Psak, it will be Psak, and that's it. This is one of the two things that I saw that didn't work out. At the time she saw how they used to, okay, pulling strings. Anyhow, Monday morning, or maybe it wasn't Sunday, maybe it was a few days before, and the day before she was leaving the Adam of the Chibin Rav Shneisen came to Shiva and said that Shiva is going back to America, and the whole pressure is going to fall on the Shiva. And Mela, he feels he's too weak to be able to take such a thing. And therefore, this whole thing just blew apart. Okay.
Yeah.
That was one. Then two was.
So, what was the outcome?
What?
What was the outcome?
Nothing. So he said he's backing out. She was nipped a few months later. So it was it. Nothing happened. At least that I know of. I wasn't involved in everything the receiver did afterwards. But. And then okay, then there was a very interesting story. Sunday night, again the day before we were leaving, the two Yungalite from Rishiva's side went to Ger Rebbe to invite that we want to come, that she wants to come for a visit. And the Yungalite were told very nicely, hello.
Whose Yungalite were they?
What?
Who they belong to?
Rishiva.
Okay. So they didn't want the Rashid to go to the Gerev?
No, they went to the Gerev to ask when the Rashid could come.
The Gerev didn't want.
Yeah.
So
these guys were furious. I remember. The Godlord, they already sent the Godlord there without asking questions, you know. And, hasty, we want to come, we want to live in, what kind of COVID is that? Boy, think, okay. So, next morning, 10:30, about morning, 11 o'clock, I don't know exactly, there's Shiva's in this room, packing.
Yeah.
And suddenly someone knocks on the door, I go to the door, two big, scary lovers are standing at the door. The Rebbe is downstairs, he'd like to come up to see the Rishiva. In other words, he didn't want him to come to him. Okay. Okay, so I went to Rishiva and I asked, your Rebbe's here, like the room was topsy-turvy, was packing, and Yeah, let them come.
Yeah.
Comes in, okay, they were in there and with four eyes. Yeah. I wasn't there, I don't know what happened. On the way out, I hear every charge out of the room. And I'm sending the room towards near the porch. He comes over to me and says, "Do you force meet?"
Yeah.
I say, "Yes." He gives me a nice bracha. By the time he finished the bracha, the Shiva is just about barely starting to walk into the room.
Uh-huh.
He screams, "Gnik!"
What's Gnik?
Like, you don't have to... it's already your mitzvah of Bagladen. Okay, and he slammed it on the other side.
Yeah.
And she looked was like, okay, let's do what you want.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting story, the whole healing of it, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went on a train, I don't know, for some reason she wanted to go on a train, and okay, the highlight of the trip was supposed to be in London for 24 hours. Two major things happening.
Uh-huh.
One was to meet Sir Isaac Wolfson,
uh-huh,
for money for his service. And two was supposed to bring together all kinds of askonim, also for certain things in Hatzalah which were needed. And for some reason the Rishiv, okay, so the first thing that happened, we were supposed to leave Tuesday morning, and so Wilson meeting was supposed to be for Wednesday at 4 in London,
mm-hmm,
and the plane broke down.
Where did you saw?
Yeah, and then if the plane broke down after 9:30, there were no more planes till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so an hour or two. So we're going, yet then we went to a hotel, and nobody knew, especially then that people should know that the Rishiv didn't go, so people shouldn't bother him, he should be able to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
And that night, something very interesting happened. I don't know if this is for writing, I don't think it's for writing, but it just made me feel very good.
Yeah.
The Rishiv got up a few times that night,
mm-hmm,
which never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I said to Rishiv, "What's the matter?" Like, she said, "It's cold."
"It's cold?"
"Yeah." So I waited for him to get into bed, and I took the cover off my back.
Uh-huh.
And I covered
him.
Uh-huh. I didn't say anything. And that to me was... like he said, "I know he'll take care of himself, I don't have to worry about it, you know."
Huh.
That's something to feel, you take your cover off your back, take for a shoe.
Huh.
Okay, that's not, again, it's not for writing, but that's just something to me, it gave a very... it's very, very...
Well, you're the one that took the cover, right?
What?
You took your own cover.
Yeah.
Oh.
They covered it with it.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything. It was a friend of the place. I didn't know where anything is.
Uh-huh.
So I found myself something to cover with.
Yeah.
But, okay, so with Lemaitre...
And he knew that you took your cover?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm shy. I don't know.
Yeah.
The fact was good. That shit, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So my guy said, "Okay, fine. You know, I'm serious." Anyhow, so then we left the next day on a different plane.
Mm-hmm.
We were afraid to take a chance on that plane again.
Uh-huh.
And this plane took us to Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
With a stop. In other words, the other one was supposed to go straight to London.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was through Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so... then I don't want to tell you what happened.
Okay.
He told me his cover meant him everything and anything in the world.
Right.
So imagine the plane just stopped for the refueling, and I left one of his sparring on the plane.
Right.
This was murder. I had to go back. Get it. Okay. then was interesting, there was a Tibor Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
The name sounds familiar, I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why.
Okay, he was a banker in Geneva. Some masochist, but a very funny individual. Anyhow, so he was going from Geneva to London to tell the Rashiva that he can't be at the conference, but whatever he wants from him, he'll do. Anyhow, in the middle of the flight, he calls me up, calls me to the back, and he tells me, I want to give $500 to the Yeshiva. And he takes out his visiting card, and that's where he writes everything, not a check, okay? And he tells him about two tonight. One, that you should not tell the receiver until after I leave. And two, that the money should go for food and not for buildings. Buildings people give.
Yeah.
Which is very, very nice. Anyway, she was a kind of said, yes, it's his seventh trip to Israel. He never brought any money back. So it just imagine how harsh it was to him. Anyhow, so first we went to Sarizing. And the meeting, it wasn't the first time they met, but it was the first time that they really, really went to Leah. And he could have gotten one else lot right then and there. Shiva Menachas, and he said he's coming in May to America. I'd rather wait, not ask for anything now, and get then. Every time Sir Isaac came, she was gone. So that thing just, that was chesar number one in the trips. Chesar number two was at this other meeting, he wasn't told exactly what was there and for what reason they're there. So he gave a musa shmus instead of for money. And then we were on our way to America. Can I ask next questions if you'd like?
That's basically the questions were, what was your impression? How did these experiences impress you?
Okay, so Marshall, I heard that two phone conversations, which again I don't remember who was on the other side, but there were two ladies of the Gedolim of that time. Okay. One said to her husband, where is that Kotel was coming to Zufi Adimnut?
This was in America or?
No, this is not too unusual. Like, you know what I mean? If somebody speaks, you not hear my wife ever say,
So were these ladies were Litvish or
It was Litvish from the Gedolim. Masik de la Nair or whatever, you know. Or another one started, the meeting was supposed to be in Godel A's house. So Godel B calls up that he'd like the meeting to be in his house because he has a cold. So Godel A said, I'm sorry if he has a cold, I don't want to go there. But if she was a kind of, he never. He didn't hear such things. He was above all that.
It was Kleinigkeit by him.
What?
Kleinigkeit.
Yeah, it was the family occult. Have you said help him since I know the said it was what are you talking about? So these things like you heard, so I had a feeling. That's it.
So it's your whole experience. And so how would you assess it in terms of yourself, how that the whole experience impressed you?
Well, I just couldn't, I didn't grasp at the time, obviously, that he was, we just had him for a few more months, you know what I mean? That bothered me very much, like, I would have known how much more I would have. gotten out of it. But,
yeah.
Okay, but I was a young boy, and
Did people ask you about your experience? Like, want to find out things?
Of course.
Want to know all the details?
Sure.
That's important too. How people shut it up.
What?
How people shut up that you were on that experience.
I mean, first of all, I lived in Philadelphia for 16 years.
After that?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Lived in Jerusalem.
I mean, but where were you?
I was working with all the other.
Uh-huh.
Very slime, I said, Torah, Yallah.
Uh-huh. So that's it.
So, there's I said, thousands of people knew me from then.
Thousands of people knew who?
Knew me.
Knew you because of your association.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's like a different story. When I get to Israel, everybody, years later, you will want to the buckles. All around that, for me, was a bonanza.
You didn't need an introduction card.
Right.
That was your card. You were the receiver. Very good. Okay, I have it. You join the 50-odd people I have already.
What?
I have about 50-odd people like this, but they're very nice. And each person is another facet to the diamond.
But about that trip, so there was famous part of it was when the yeshiva eventually got to the yeshiva.
Yeah.
Which is some an hour and a half later, we were dancing from County Court Line to the yeshiva.
Yeah.
So the yeshiva asked for some safe. I was not anywhere close to, I just heard this afterwards obviously, but so he looked some safe and then he made a broken shape, Malcolm was right there. I'm falling out of the car.
I'm falling out of the car?
Until he wasn't back in yeshiva, that couldn't mean that he's well.
Uh-huh.
Once he's come out of yeshiva, not outside the hospital, not this, not that. Then there was operation there, which was also... Okay, but now I don't really have care to talk. Maybe you want to call me another time. Find out about that trip and about the operation before, how he fell out of the car and all that.
Who else was there?
What do you mean?
You should find out from who?
So, Uriman was the driver.
Uh-huh.
And you glide to yeshiva at that time. What's the big deal?
Okay, so Uri Mandelbaum, I could have to look him up.
That's good. He should be able to tell you a lot of person.
Okay, I'm going to use your name.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Do you come to Lakewood once in a while?
Once in a while, that's right.
You have children here?
No, I had.
Uh-huh.
Had two sons there.
Uh-huh.
A son who from there went to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
He slept with Mashgiach for 2 years every Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
What the Rebbe seems to be teaching.
Uh-huh.
He was very, very close with him.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he was not the last full time to Israel, which was when he was recent years.
Uh-huh.
So both times he went to visit him. My son lived in.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cold, I'm sorry.